Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Friday. We got to get to it. It's time for the Mason Jar Cafe Furry Friend of the Week. That's right, showcasing another amazing pet looking for that forever home. Brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, local organic farm fresh. If you're looking for great food, great drinks, and a place that cares about animals, check out the Mason Jar Cafe, located in the Historic Arts District, downtown Benton Harbor. Go check them out. Joining this morning, one of our favorites. We love him. Director Ron Butts from the Cass County Animal Control. Ron, how are you, buddy?
Brock, I'm doing fantastic, and it's Friday. How are you?
Can't beat it. On a Friday, get to chat with you. We get to talk about some awesome pets. I know you guys are busy, so let's get right to it. You have an adorable pup, Apollo. Can you tell us about Apollo?
Yes, we do. Apollo is an amazing Dapper Dan pit bull and Rhodesian Ridgeback mix dog, and he's kind of an awesome color. It's kind of hard to explain, but he's kind of a reddish brown, but he's got a look that just melts right straight down to your heart. And I've got to give a huge shout out to our great friends over at the Mason Jar Cafe for sponsoring Apollo this morning, because I feel, since he's been in our shelter now for about 4 months, and it's time for him to get a new home, and he's deserving of that.
Is he ready to go if someone is like, oh, okay, Apollo sounds great, which, by the way, Ron said he'll melt your heart. I'm looking at these photos right now, and there's that one with his paw up, and he's looking up, giving the puppy dog eyes. Dear God, if he doesn't get a home soon, I've lost all faith in humanity. But is he all set to go? Is he ready to be adopted?
He is. He's ready to go, but he's not been neutered yet. So, yeah, as we always do with our featured friend, we waive the adoption fee because it's free Furry Friend Friday. But we still have to collect a $25 deposit for spay neuter because the state says we have to do that. But the cool thing with that is, once an Apollo gets neutered, the veterinarian will be they'll bill us back for the deposit, but we're going to kick in another $15 towards getting him neutered, because we feel that is the most important thing as a responsible pet owner to do is to have your pet spayed or neutered.
Absolutely.
We can't control the pet population all by ourselves, so we ask for you guys' help to do that in the community, and we're going to try to help out with that as well, too, to make that happen.
Every snip helps. So, again, do that. And, again, Cass County Animal Control going to get you a little extra kickback as well. And just reading up on Apollo, I'm baffled that he hasn't been picked up yet. He's housebroken, crate trained, knows basic commands, great with the vet staff, was really well-behaved with his toenails being trimmed. That's hard to do, man. That's hard to beat.
It is. You know, and he's, but the crazy thing is, he's a little bit on the social awkward side when he gets into a new meet and greet with somebody. But as soon as he feels comfortable with that person, it's game on. He's throwing the charm down, you know, and he's very well mannered, and so well mannered. He's going to shake paw with you and not even think twice about it, because he's a cool dog.
I love it.
He just wants that interaction with people.
People, you need to take Apollo home. He is ready to go. Go check out WIRX.com when this is all done. I got some videos on there, some photos that Ron sent over, and you're going to fall in love and hopefully get this guy, Apollo, to his forever home and get him taken care of. That's great. Again, WIRX.com. We'll get all the info for you. Lastly, before we go, you guys got some vaccine clinics. You want to tell us about that before we wrap things up?
We do, and controlling the pet population is one of the things that we try to focus on, but also healthy pets as well. We're partnering with one of our local veterinarians here in the county, and we're going to be providing two vaccination clinics. The first one is actually coming up tomorrow here at our shelter, and it's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then we have a second one again on February 12th, again here at the shelter from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're providing 1- and 3-year rabies vaccinations and a 5-way vaccination for your dog at the low cost of $20 per vaccine. And if you're wondering what that 5-way vaccination covers, it covers distemper, hepatitis, parvovirus, parainfluenza, and parvovirus, or leptospirosis, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself here. But we have the information posted on our website at ccacshelter.org, or you can contact the shelter at 445-3701 to reserve your vaccine. And if you're going to consider bringing your pets over for the clinic, please make sure you contact us so that we have enough vaccine on hand so that every pet gets their healthy shots for the day.
They're going to get you taken care of, get your pets taken care of, more importantly. So just hit them up, like Ron said. And, of course, as always, if you miss anything, WIRX.com. Everything's linked up along with all the info on Apollo as well. Well, I hope that next week we have good news and we find out. Actually, at the end of this day, I hope we find out some great news and Apollo gets that home. And then, of course, go get your pets vaccinated so they're healthy and safe. All right, Ron, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it, brother.
Brock, thanks for having us on here this morning. Greatly appreciate it.
Always. This has been the Mason Jar Cafe Furry Friend of the Week. We'll be back with more. Stick around.